It's interesting because when I was in Phillies camp, I will tell you that the remarks by Snicker did not necessarily get received well because they felt, hey, we won the series. We beat him. That's the way it is. We would have rather had the bye. All guys want rest at that time of year. But I do understand the other side of it as well. We've seen teams get knocked out with byes in recent years, some very powerful teams, a couple of times with the Dodgers. It's not an easy thing to pick it back up again, but one point that a certain Phillies player made to me was, hey, All-Star break, it's the same amount of time you're off and nobody complains then. So they're going to have to figure it out if it gets to that point, and I'm sure they'll be delighted if it does.
Well, delighted they are because the Phillies are off this week as they get ready for a division series starting on Saturday. 4 o'clock is the first pitch both Saturday and Sunday at Citizens Bank Park. 215-592-9494. It bothered the Phillies, and as it should. I mean, the Braves made it seem, Hugh, the way Snicker talked, like the only reason they beat them last year is because they were rusty off the bat.
Yeah, basically that's what they were saying. And I think that for Brian Snicker, when you look at the history of what happened, because I think it happened to the Dodgers too.
It had Dodgers both the last 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, so there's something to that. But to say it in the breath that he said it in, it kind of made it feel like the win that the Phillies had wasn't legit.
Exactly.
Because they weren't at their full strength.
Yeah, I think the Phillies have compartmentalized this for a full year, actually 2 years in a row, doing it to the Braves. They have the simulated game today. They have an older team. I'm not worried. I think the rest will give them an advantage. I mean, the Mets and Brewers might beat each other up for 3 days, use all their relief pitchers, and they have to come in here, you know, tired on Saturday. I think it's an advantage to the Phillies. 215-592-9494. All right, so we did, before we go back to the phone lines, we did have 1 day of the playoffs yesterday. One day in, so we have the Padres up 1-0 on the Braves. That series might end tonight. I think it will. And then we have the Mets, Hugh, up 1-0 on the Brewers. If the Mets win today, it's the Mets coming in here on Saturday.
So we want to try to extend this as long as we possibly can.
Yeah, I want to.
I kind of feel like that's where you're going.
Yeah,
with
I want the Brewers and Mets to play at least, you know, well, obviously all three games in this series. And I got to say, as much as I was calling you guys plant-based about the, you know, the layoff thing, I don't really want to see the Mets. I just, if I have my way, we get the Brewers here on Saturday. There's just something about this Mets team that I really want to avoid. I tweeted it last time, I'd be like, oh, you're scared. That's not scared. I just would rather play the Brewers.
Well, that is plant-based.
Well, that's fine. I am plant-based. I mean, on this one, I am. Guys, you have to admit, the Mets have that weird look about them.
They have momentum right now.
Yeah,
that's
like the
is.
2022 Phillies did. I mean, these six seeds, five seeds, they just get on these runs, and it's like, oh, I don't want it. I don't want it. I mean, I may have no choice. It might be the Mets on Saturday, and we got to deal with it, Kyle. But
with all their fan base coming
well,
down the street.
Yeah, we better put a stop to that. But I would rather not face the Mets.
So, like, this is my whole thing, because obviously I'm the one that's scared to death, I think, the most of the three of us on the show.
Oh, yeah, you're terrified.
It's not about the opponents. It's about us getting in our own way. Like, we're going to have Wheeler going game one, right? If I could pick any pitcher in this entire league to start a game one for me in a postseason series against any team, it's Zach freaking Wheeler. I got no issues with that whatsoever. It's whether or not we're going to go through one of our patented Phillies cold streaks like we always do. And what Rosenthal said there, whoever the Philly was that told him, well, the All-Star break's the same one and nobody complains about that. That's because you don't have to play the most important series of your season immediately following the All-Star break. And you have months after that to figure it out. Like, I think teams are almost just accepting of that layoff and that it might take them a little bit to pick up after that than they are if it's the NLDS. Like, the stakes are way higher. So I don't jive with that logic at all.
I hear you. I just think the bye thing is overdone. In a five-game series, what are the odds anyway? 55-45, the better team wins? 60-40, depending on how big of a gap it is? Like, this is going to happen. It's baseball. It's a five-game series. We keep looking at, like, that team lost because they had the bye. Maybe they lost because they just lost.
Well, so I agree. But I think the fact that it's a five-game series almost works against them more than
you don't have time to figure it out.
It's shorter series. Like, you don't have seven. Like, in a seven-game series, I'm picking this Phillies team over just about anybody.
Usually in seven, the better team wins.
Like I said earlier, in a five-game series, if we go back to New York, because we're assuming it's the Mets, 1-1, like, that's trouble to me. I am going to be crapping my pants if that's the case. And then, God forbid, we go down 2-1.
Oh, stop.
And we have a bullpen game in game four on the road. Like,
you're paying too many
all
pitches,
of these
dog.
Things are flying through my head. I can't help it.
Deep breath.
No, I can't.
Deep breath. All right. Can we play one more reason I want to see the Brewers here? Listen to this nonsense last night. So Pat Murphy is the name of the Brewers manager, okay? Mm-hmm. And look, he did a good job for the season. They made the playoffs. They're the 3 seed. They got a good team. So last night, Pat Murphy, if you were watching the game or kind of following along, he removed his starting pitcher, Hugh, after 68 pitches, and he went to the bullpen. And part of his, you know, he got into his reasoning here, but he was asked after the game, why did you remove a pitcher that had retired 9 in a row? Well, Pat Murphy, the manager, didn't realize his pitcher had retired 9 in a row. Here it was.
Murph, what did you see in Peralta? He had obviously retired 9 guys in a row, but was there something that you saw that made you think, well, he's not at his best?
I don't think he retired 9 in a row, but maybe.
Uh-oh.
3, 6, well, one was a hard contact sack fly to center, but it isn't about that. You know, he's probably 18 pitches from where he kind of is limit. We take the lead in the game. We've got a full bullpen. It's a playoff game. You don't, we'd like to get him to 5 because of our bullpen usage over the week. You don't do that. You're playing to win tonight. And Piamps has got a 1.03 ERA in 30 games.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I need that manager here on Saturday getting rattled by the crowd. He was at home last night, and he didn't even know the pitcher 100 feet in front of him had retired 9 in a row. How does he not know that?
You know what I think it was, and this is not an excuse, but he had already planned in his mind what he was going to do.
I agree with you.
And that's what it was. He didn't care about the moment. He didn't care about the feel of the game. He just wanted him out of there because he's thinking about the next game.
He was planning the whole thing out.
Yes, he planned that out way before he got to that moment.
But he looked silly when,
he did.
Hey, retired 9 in a row, why'd you take him out? He didn't. Well, I maybe he did.
He should have just left that alone and said, hey, I was thinking about, I was ahead of the game a little bit. So I really wasn't in that moment. I was just thinking about trying to save him for the other games that he has to play, because that's what it kind of sounds like he was doing.
I need that manager here on Saturday.
that doesn't have a feel for what's going on.
In the jungle of Citizens Bank Park. I want him thinking on his feet, Pat Murphy, because that was one of the worst stands I've ever heard a manager give. He retired 9 in a row. No, he didn't.
Well, it's not. This hasn't been a good week for coaches
or
managers.
No, it's been a tough week.
It's been a tough week.
Kyle, I need the Brewers here. I want Pat Murphy in a tough spot.
Yeah, I think yesterday I was the one saying I think I'd prefer the Mets over the Brewers just because the Brewers pitching gave us trouble. If they're not going to let their starters go 7
that.
Innings and throw all those pitches.
If the manager's not watching the game in front of him.
Yeah, then that's our end with the Brewers. So I will have to concede
you
that.
You feel
play.
Better?
Yeah, well, no. I mean, dude, I've been trying to tell you it's not about the opponent. It's about us.
No, I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying that didn't make you feel better?
No.
Not even a little bit?
We still are the ones with everything to lose here.
Yeah, because I get where you're coming from.
Everyone has everything to lose.
No, that's not true.
It's the playoffs.
That's not true.
But Kyle's coming from the standpoint of we're a little bit older, we're a little longer in the tooth.
Well, it is now or never.
And this is the team that we have to get it done
with. We have the home field. We have the experience. This wasn't the case the last 2 years when we go
making me nervous now.
Like, well, remember when we went into Atlanta with like that swagger and that confidence.
Like, Tampa.
Like, we're going to beat you.
A little bit. We had them at the NFC Championship.
Doesn't it?
Don't you? Can you get this negative energy out of here?
Wait a minute.
No, he's right.
But he's got a point.
Along with this.
But no, because what he's saying make a little bit of sense. You know, getting a little bit older. Kyle started making me nervous a little bit.
You guys.
I'm done. No, I'm not going to let you do it. No.
I got you, Hugh.
I'm done. No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I can't help it.
Stop it.
The Phillies are going. Can we just stop? The Phillies are going to be fine. They're going to win the NLDS. They're going to be in the NLCS next week. They're going to beat either of these teams. I just would prefer the Brewers because I think their manager's a bozo. And the Mets have a deep lineup. That's all. They're going to be fine. The layoff thing is going to be a positive. The Mets and Brewers might have to use 1,000 pitchers the next 2 games to get
Hopefully.
Here. Hopefully, right?
So we're rooting for the Brewers tonight, right?
Tonight.
Extend
that series. Make sure they throw all their pitchers a Game 3 elimination game. Yeah, that's what we're rooting for tonight. It's going to be fine. Kyle, you said it a minute ago. They have the best pitcher in baseball on the mound Saturday. They have home field advantage. It's going to be fine. 215-592-9494.
Until it's not.
You said you were going to stop.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop.
The Phillies are going to come here and take that care package right back. right
They can't. I gotta wear my snug t-shirt.
What do you mean they can't take it back? Snug
hoodie. I'm wearing my snug hoodie Saturday.
I think that hoodie squeezed the confidence out of you.
Man, it kind of got me. It kind of right around the midsection, too. It was a little tight.
Yeah, a little bit too tight. All right. By the way, tomorrow we're going to be live at Chickie's of Pete's in Southford for a special all-day WIP broadcast celebrating the return of Red October. Special station announcement, of course, coming up at 8:40. No one will tell us what that is. I guess they're afraid we're going to spill the beans. But 8:40 tomorrow, special station announcement. It's a Red October rally tomorrow at Chickie's of Pete's, 1526 Packer Ave in South Philly. Come on out and hang out with us. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Are you concerned about Jalen? Officially, are you concerned about Jalen Hurts as Eagles quarterback and all this Philly stuff? I mean, we got everyone here worried about the layoff. They'll be fine. And I would rather not play the Mets. Anthony is up on WIP. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Anthony? What are you feeling today?
Hey, man, before I get on Jalen and Slay with this sorry apology, man, Steph Jordan is right, man. Slay got to go. He ain't his feeling, man. The highest passer rating allowed this year, the cornerbacks, guess who's number three?
Slay.
Darius Slay. Darius Slay is number three. His greater days are behind him, and it's time he go.
Well, now, Anthony, before you go on top of it, and Seth said this, and it's true. Like, in years past, we didn't have many options at corner, so, like, even if he was struggling, what are you going to do?
We got options,
especially as
we got them youngins.
We got Cooper's about to be ready to play. We know Mitchell could play, and you got Ringo, who Hugh likes. You got Rodgers. I'm with you. Get him out of here.
Yeah, we got options. Get him out of here. Now, Will, I was listening. Will from Northeast, that's my man. He's a good caller. But he said something like, you take Andy Reid in here, we got a different record. You put Patrick Mahomes in here, Baker Mayfield, we got a different record. Like, to me, both of them need to go. Nick Sirianni and Jalen needs to go. Their relationship is fractured. It's like broken glass. They're trying to put it back together with tape or glue. Like, that don't work, man. Jalen Hurts, he's not giving it a ball fast enough. He's not reading the defense fast enough. Not stepping up in the pocket. Like, come on, man. We can't win like this, man. Jalen has to go.
Jalen?
And Sirianni.
Well, he wants both. Wait, hold on.
We get rid of Jalen, too?
Yeah.
Jalen and Sirianni.
Oh.
Get them both up out of here. Anthony, we appreciate the car.
That's a lot.
Well, he got the wheels turned in my head. I'm going to ask you guys a question.
Nope. I'm not there. Nope.
2025. Hurts, Sirianni. Both are back. One is back. Neither are back.
Okay.
Next season.
I'm assuming that this season doesn't go well.
I'm just asking a question.
No, I'm saying. I'm just making sure because that's only a couple months from now.
Next season. How many of the two of them? Are they both here next year? One or none?
Well, in my world, yes, they're both here. Because we just won the Super Bowl.
Can you come back to our world?
No. I'm going to stay in this one. I'm going to stay plant-based in the world that I'm in right now, feeling like my team is going to right this ship and we're going to the Super Bowl. No, I'm not coming back. It ain't nothing you can say make me come back either. I'm not doing it. I'm going to stay right here, grounded in everything's going to be all right in 11 days.
Yeah, you would have been the guy in the Titanic at the bar drinking. Like, we'll be fine. They'll figure it out.
They're going to get us before we hit the water.
The water's up to our knees.
No, the boat's coming. We got a life raft coming. We're going to be all right.
All right, so my official stance today is only one of the two will be back next year. I don't think they're both here next year. I'd be very surprised if both are here next year. I think it's one. Kyle, two, one, or none next year?
Well, I feel like there's zero chance both of them are back.
Yeah, something's going to change.
Yeah. But see, y'all thinking that it's going to go bad. I think it's going to get better.
I don't think it's going to go well enough.
Right. Even if it's 8-9, 9-8, yeah. that's.
No, I think it's playoffs and we make a run.
Dude.
You know, the year that the Giants won the Super Bowl, they didn't like Tom Coughlin.
They had a defense.
They didn't play well in the beginning of the year.
They held the greatest offense. They went into the playoffs
that year. They were severe underdogs.
They were.
And they went on the road.
This defense.
And they
stinks.
Let me finish with my story, please. And they went on the road and they were road warriors. They won every game that they were underdogs in and then went in and beat The New England Patriots, okay, who now, were undefeated.
Now tell me why.
Can I ask a question? Yeah, yes. Off of Kyle's question. Is like the Jordan Davis, Bryce Huff, Milton Williams going to turn into Strahan and Umeniura and Tuck?
To your point, the Indianapolis Colts, the year that they won it, their defense didn't look that great. And when who did he get back?
Bob Sanders.
Bob Sanders. They got back Bob Sanders.
They had
Sanders.
Peyton Manning.
Can I finish with my...
No, because, hold on. You're not making, like, didn't we just say earlier,
no,
you can't win a Super Bowl with a mediocre QB and a bad defense.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Johnson won a quarterback.
But they had
won a Super Bowl.
They had a defense.
The combination of mediocre quarterback play and a bad defense.
We got good skill players. I'm not moving off of this spot.
This isn't 7-on-7 football.
I'm not moving off of this spot. I have an agenda. Jalen and the coach. At the end of the day, they're going to figure this out in 11 days. This is 11 days.
I mean, come on.
Do we have the days right? I think we do now.
Okay. I did the math.
Pretty good math.
We're going to beat the brakes off the Cleveland Browns, and we're gonna get this thing going. The sentiment and the message is going to change next week, and everything is going to be all right. And only thing we're going to talk about in 5 weeks, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but that's okay. In 5 weeks, we're going to start making plans and trips to Louisiana. I'm still driving. I just want to let y'all know. I'm driving, and I will be there. You're not getting in the car with me?
No.
That's the plan, man. You got to believe, man. That's the problem. We're so, like, when things go bad, we always want to point to the negatives. We got to start believing, man. We got to believe that this is going to be okay.
Joe, you believe?
No. I'm sorry,
that
everyone.
Is terrible.
I'm sorry. I'm using all my belief on the Phillies right now. The Eagles stuff is hurting right now. Let's go to Russ at Freehold. I don't know if he believes either. What's up, Russ?
How's it going, fellas? Wow, lot to cover today. You, big fan,
but...
of buddy Ryan Day. So you were one of those. I'm defensive guy. So you tried off. I should have said that yesterday. But listen, real quick on the Phillies. I'm only nervous about Topper. They've been playing inconsistent ball since the All-Star break, and when they had a chance to basically get a first round bye through everything, I don't know, some of his decision making is questionable. I like the vibes, but the in-game decisions, problematic. And you guys can dig into that later, but on the Eagles, Joe, I'm with you. Nick is gone at the end of the year, and the reason I say that is because I think he's gone if his win-loss record isn't what it is coming into this season. Like, they were trying to fire him all offseason and bring in Belichick or somebody. And I think the Eagles, in general, are a little bit of a victim of their own success, Jalen in particular, because the fact that Tush Push worked, the fact that Nick can act like a clown on the sidelines at times and they were winning – he's got a little bit too much Michael Scott in him for my taste, personally. But the fact that they could do that, and the Tush Push, they're like, hey, listen, if we get close, if we got 1 yard away, we had a first down. Now it's 2 yards, 3 yards, we'll go for it. And I think the fact that they lived on a deep shot, and Jalen Hurts, I said it last year to you guys, 3 seconds that ball's got to come out. He's gotten used to this luxury line that will hold up a little bit longer so he could take these deep shots, and the league's caught up. So I think they're a little bit of a victim of their own success. The fact that these bad habits worked for so long, they get to get away with it.
I think that's a fair point. Yeah, they probably overachieved in 22, and it didn't allow them to maybe grow the way they needed to. Russ, it's a good phone call. Maybe Sirianni with his personality and his coaching, and Jalen with his trajectory as a quarterback. Michael Scott's from The Office.
Oh,
the character from The Office.
I didn't watch The Office.
Really either, but I feel like most listeners probably know the reference.
So wait a minute, what did Michael Scott do?
I didn't really watch The Office either.
He's just a complete incompetent goofball who's the boss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That kind of fits.
Is that Steve Carell? That's his character? Okay, gotcha.
It's really funny.
You know, I've never seen a single episode.
That's insane.
I've seen enough like references and like I've seen clips that I know what you're referencing.
That feels like a binge project for you one day.
If you're
a Seinfeld guy, like, hey, it's... I think you'll like it.
I don't think I wouldn't like it. It's just I've never done it, and now I feel like I've missed the boat.
No.
I mean, go back?
No, because yeah, you still see the references all the time. It's a timeless TV show.
All right, maybe I'll give it a try. Let's talk
Just be prepared because season one's a little bit slow, but it's short. So
yeah, people always tell me that about shows. Like you might like this, but you got to sit through the crap.
Well, that's what Seinfeld's the same way.
It's kind of like the Game of Thrones.
Season one is the weakest of Seinfeld.
You're right. But in the moment, you don't think about that, right?
Sure.
Like, in now, and yeah, you go back, it's different. Mark and Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
Joe, how you guys doing?
Hey, Mark. What's up, buddy?
Am I concerned about Jalen Hurts? That's the question today?
Yes.
No. I'm not concerned about him as a quarterback. Does he need to play better? Obviously. I'm concerned about the structure around Jalen Hurts. I'm concerned with the head coach who loves to, you know, wear T-shirts with his players' names on it, put his players' numbers on his visor, shout at the crowd, run up into the runway, cursing out the crowd. Listen, I want a championship pedigree head coach on this team. That's what I want. That's what I want. Is he that?
He went to the Super Bowl.
But he's not a championship pedigree.
But he got you to the Super Bowl.
Did he win the Super Bowl, Hugh? Yeah.
If he would have won it, let me ask you this question. And if you can, be honest with yourself. If he would have won the Super Bowl, would you have a problem with anything that he's done? The things that you've mentioned, would you have a problem with any of that?
I still would have some problems with it.
But you would accept it, right?
I think it's immature.
But no, the question is this. Would you accept it? Because I think maybe
with a little bit more patience.
But see, that what you're saying isn't fair because of that fact. Let me finish. Let me give you an analogy. I'm gonna give you a bad analogy real quick. It's almost like dating a beautiful woman, right? But she chews with her mouth open. But she's stunningly gorgeous. But she chews with her mouth open, and she laughs like a horse. Are you gonna not date her because she's like that? Yeah,
you
I got it. Yeah, yeah. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Yes.
He didn't win the Super Bowl. He made mistakes during the Super Bowl.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I think there are some redeeming
lead that fizzled.
I hear you. I know.
I hear you. But there are some redeeming qualities with Coach Sirianni. Now,
what are they?
Before you jumped on me, I was about to say. Now, in the last couple of weeks, they're kind of hard to see. I'm not going to lie. They're kind of hard to see. But I still think that this season is salvageable. I really, really do. I really do.
I don't. Because the defense, you got the same guys playing defense that played defense last year that just quit the second half of the year. That just got their rear ends handed to them. That same defense, it was a mirror of that defense on Sunday. It was
they left that defense in Louisiana.
Oh man, it's terrible. And if they have average offense, average quarterback play in that defense, and Mark, we appreciate it, it's not going to work. Let me, Hugh, I understand your point, and it's a good call by Mark.
It was a good call. He made a good point.
But you're right that if you win the big game, it changes everyone's opinion of you, right? If you lose it, but it's not by accident that the guy is on the winning side is on the winning side and the guy's on the losing side. I'm just going to read you. I pulled up Super Bowl winning coaches versus Super Bowl losing coaches. Mm-hmm. On the left side of the column, right, the winners, you know, you see the names Tony Dungy, Mike Tomlin, Sean Payton, Tom Coughlin, Bill Belichick, obviously his name a lot, right? Andy Reid, his name a lot. If you go to the losing coach side of the bracket, or the column I'm looking at, you know, you see names like Bobby Ross and Jim Fossil.
You talk about names nobody remembers.
And Mike Martz and Bill Callahan. Like, lots of guys lost the Super Bowl, and they really weren't that good. They had a good moment. They got there, right? They had. But there's something to that. Like, now, great coaches have lost Super Bowls, too. But, you know, right now, Nick Sirianni fits way more into the Ken Whisenhunt, Jim Fossil category than he does the other side of this thing. 215-592. It's true.
It might not be true, but I'm just like, damn.
It is. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone goes. Elliot will join us. His take on all this and your calls on Hurts and the Phillies. Does a long layoff concern you? It does it for me. We'll hit it all next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Now, y'all know how much I love bacon. I can eat bacon all day. And now Hatfield has made it even easier to enjoy a delicious breakfast with their new breakfast line. Savory breakfast ham slices, pork roll, juicy breakfast sausage links, and Canadian bacon. Soon in your grocery store in the frozen section, Hatfield's frozen sausage patties and links. Perfect for those busy mornings. Head to simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer located near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
What do you think of this one, Hugh?
No, but I know who's coming up next.
Half the reason we play the music so you just know who the guests are coming up. That, you know what that means. It's time for us to talk to our guy, Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot Shore Parks calling, brought to you by Cozy's Jeweler. Step up to the fifth C. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how are we doing today?
Elliot!
Man, I haven't heard that song in a minute. That brings me back to, like, middle school dances.
Right, yeah, I was about there. To say, it feel like you slow dancing or something on that.
Yeah, exactly. Seventh or eighth grade Elliot was definitely trying to slow dance with people to that. So, yeah, it's a good throwback.
It is. Elliot, we're excited to talk to you here. We have a lot going on, obviously, with the Eagles at 2-2. Elliot, let's just start here with the conversation of the day. Are you officially concerned about Jalen Hurts?
Yeah. Definitely. I don't see how anybody couldn't be. I mean, if you look at this prolonged stretch here dating back to last year, or really if you only want to include this year, I think sometimes we include last year because obviously he had the turnover problem. But even just this year, he has, you know, almost twice as many turnover-worthy plays as anybody else in the NFL. That's reason enough to be concerned. And I think what you saw on Sunday was obviously they were missing A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Obviously Lane wasn't out there. But at the end of the day, he had plays to be made that he just didn't make, that had nothing to do with those guys being out there. So I'm not completely writing him off. I think the Carson Wentz comparisons I've heard are probably premature, but it's definitely fair to be concerned.
It is. So here, let me take you where I am, Elliot, in terms of for using the Wentz comparison. Some people have brought up 2020 Wentz, and I don't think we're there yet, because at that point, it just looked like he wasn't a starting quarterback anymore. Elliot, this strikes me more as 2019, and we'll see where this goes. But 2019, you started to see some signs like, this guy's not great right now. He's probably average. And then the team rallied, and I think everyone forgot about it. But the team didn't, Elliot, because they drafted Jalen Hurts the next spring. You know, if Jalen doesn't improve, if this stays like this the rest of the year, how do you think the team's going to handle this?
So, but I would just say the difference is when Carson started to, his career started to go downhill, he was fighting against things that Jalen is not fighting against. Mm-hmm. Carson had torn his ACL. He had broken his back. He had dealt with one of the more traumatic things you'll probably ever see a quarterback deal with when, you know, Foles came in and won the Super Bowl. So while I think like the trajectory of being elite for 1 year and then slowly regressing is definitely there, I just think Carson, it was going to be so much harder for him to turn it around than it will be for Jalen. Jalen's young. He's healthy. He, by all accounts, is a hard worker. Like, I think there's just a larger chance. Now, what will the team think? I think the team, at the end of the year, if this play continues, will move on from Jalen Hurts for a couple reasons. One, Lurie is never going to enter a season where there's a quarterback that nobody believes in. It's just not really what he does, right? But two, if Jalen continues to play this way and they move on from Sirianni, what head coach is signing up to coach Jalen Hurts? So it would impact your ability to get one of the top coaching candidates as well.
You know what, Elliot, I'm curious. What do you think the problem is? Because going into training camp and in training camp, we charted the plays and how well he was playing and everything.
Trust me, people won't let me forget. I'm well aware.
No. I wasn't about to, like, bash you for that. No, I wanted to know, what do you think, from your purview, what do you think is going wrong with Jalen, or what's going on with Jalen, I should say?
So I think, A, that he just, obviously there's a turnover problem, but it's more where does a turnover problem come from? And mm-hmm. I think what the issue I've seen with Jalen is, there's a couple, but his arm, I just don't think is special enough to make up for plays where he holds it too long or plays where he's on the run. I mean, if you look at a lot of the poor plays from him this year, the interception to AJ week one against the Packers, I actually think that's a throw that a lot of other elite quarterbacks would make. So the decision to me wasn't bad. The issue is he just didn't get enough on it, and so it was intercepted. If you look at the throw to Devontae, I thought that throw was a bad decision, but also was underthrown, the one against Atlanta. If you look at this this past week, that first play to Saquon, I think, you know, Saquon was there for a touchdown. He just couldn't get it to him. So Jalen is a quarterback that, because he doesn't have that Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, like, rocket of an arm, mm-hmm. he's going to have to be perfect with his decision-making and with his pre-snap reads. And I think this year he has not been perfect in those areas.
Elliot, the rest of the team obviously has a lot of issues between injuries on offense and then defense just not playing well. How quickly do you think we're going to see a shift, specifically defense? Because that's where they have a lot of young guys, that we start seeing more of them and less of the vets. I mean, Cooper DeJean instead of Avante Maddox. Obviously, there's some young corners here that could also get on the field. Elliot, I'm wondering about Jalix Hunt. At some point, do they put him on the field for extended snaps? Because they're not getting a rush anyway. How soon do you think we could see that shift?
So I think we'll see Cooper out of the bye. I think against the Browns, you know, obviously they'll have a week of practice and we'll see how it plays out. But I do think you will see Cooper DeJean starting at nickel out of the bye. So that one's coming. And I think that, you know, he'll go through rookie pains, but in terms of being a tackler, in terms of helping against the run, I think he'll help them pretty quickly there in areas Avante doesn't. Now, I think Avante, obviously, with his experience and speed, might be better than Cooper in some ways right now. But, yeah, I think Cooper coming out of the bye will be the starting nickel. But the other name I'd keep an eye on for young players is Sidney Brown. He's eligible to come off the PUP. They're going to open up his practice window. And I think he's a player that Vic Fangio is excited to get out there and see what he can do. So, yeah, I mean, the defense overall not performing well, I would say, through 4 weeks. And I think you could see some of these younger guys start to get snapped.
With that last name you gave us, I think if we had this conversation a month ago, listeners would have assumed that we were kind of saying that it would be Reed Blankenship that goes to the bench for Sidney Brown. Elliot, after the first month of the season, if you tell me right now Sidney Brown's healthy, I'd rather have Reed and Sidney out there and less of CJ GJ. How do you think that might work out?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to bench CJ GJ. They signed him. He's a vocal part of that team. If it gets to benching him, I think this season is probably tanking at that point. Things are really not going well. I would almost sooner cut him than I would bench him and keep him on the bench healthy. But yeah, no, I mean, CJ's had a real up and down season so far. I think that game against the Saints where, you know, all the defensive players played well, but that game against the Saints was like the poster of what he can bring to your team. He tackled relatively well. He was all over the field. He was in the faces of the Saints players. The issue is it's been inconsistent. That's really the story of the whole team because he was not good against Tampa Bay. He led up touchdowns against the Falcons and the Packers. So I don't think they'll bench him, but you're right that he probably hasn't been what they were hoping so far.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here as we discuss the Eagles 2-2 at the bye. Elliot, another week, another win for the Washington Commanders. Elliot, right, if you had to right now handicap this division for the rest of the season, how would you rank the three teams? We'll leave the Giants out of this for now. We have the Washington Commanders at 3-1. We have the Eagles at 2-2. We have the Cowboys at 2-2.
Yeah, so I think we're still going a little far acting like the Eagles aren't the best team in the division. I think they have the best roster. Now, Washington is playing really well, and it's definitely possible their special year continues, but we've seen it with rookie quarterbacks. Carson in 2016 started out 3-1, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
I think it was, and played awesome, and then quickly that changed. So Jaden Daniels has been awesome. I think they have a better roster than maybe people thought heading into the season, but keeping it up over 17 games is much, much different than doing it over basically a two-week span, 2 or 3 weeks like he's done. You look at the Eagles, I still think they have the best head coach in the division. I still think they probably have the best quarterback, him and Dak. I would maybe say Dak, but, you know, I mean, I do. Jaden Daniels is
no, I'm not, Elliot, I'm not laughing at you. It's the look that Joe just gave me.
Well, I'm curious to hear what fellow football guy Joe just
No, I don't, I'm, when Joe gets like that, I just let him go.
Let's hear it. I'm excited to hear what he disagrees
with. Wait, tell me, Joe,
Sirianni,
what do you think?
Is not the best coach in the division.
Who's the best coach in the division?
Who's a better head coach?
McCarthy's a better coach.
I don't think he is. I mean, if you look, he's played. He has, and actually, in a lot of ways, Nick has had his career, Mike McCarthy's career. Nick has been in the playoffs every year. He's won double-digit games each of the last 2 years. McCarthy makes the playoffs all the time, and McCarthy is a good head coach. But McCarthy also has lost a ton in the playoffs. He's certainly not viewed as like a big-time playoff coach. So what argument would McCarthy have other than longevity over Nick?
Well, consistency. I mean, he's just more consistent.
Yeah, because he's done it longer. But Nick has been consistent. He's been in the playoffs every year he's been a head coach, right? He obviously has been to a Super Bowl already. So he's won the division. Like, he has done the things McCarthy has done.
Well, he has. I'm not even sure he's a better coach than Dan Quinn, to be honest right now.
Oh, he's definitely a better
coach. Why? I mean, Dan Quinn lost the Super Bowl, right? And he was middling after that. I mean, Sirianni's – I would say Sirianni's more on the Dan Quinn track than he is the Mike McCarthy track.
Yeah, but I would rather have Nick's offensive mind than the defensive. Like, Dan Quinn, I just don't want a defensive head coach. Dan Quinn, you're right, is mostly average.
Yeah.
But Sirianni, I think, in his 3 years has shown an ability to be special. Whereas I think Dan Quinn really only had 1 year – and let's be honest, that was mostly because of Shanahan and Matt Ryan, which he really had nothing to do with.
Well, that's for sure. The Shanahan offense carried that thing. All right, Elliot, let's end with this, because I know over the last year or so, you have had your thoughts on the Phillies and how they handle expectations, right? Being the hunted. Ellie, where are you now? I mean, Hugh's nervous over here about the layoff. Kyle's nervous about everything as we head into October. What's your feeling on the Phillies as they enter the hunted now as a team with a bye starting Saturday?
Yeah, I think they're going to win the World Series. I think heading into the postseason, I'm not sure I've felt so confident in a team as I have this team. I think that should be the expectation, and I think they're going to do it. If you look at this year, they quickly jumped out for the first 40 or 50 games as the best team in baseball. And then, no question, after that, they went through a prolonged stretch. But they have shown that when every team was coming out and trying, they were the best team. Every time this year, they had to have something or they had to rebound, they got it. They're going to have home field advantage, obviously, for the first round in NLDS, and we'll see what happens in the other series. But I think they have all the mixtures of what wins a World Series. Playoff experience, talent, they have two pitchers you can believe in to start, and that's a huge deal. And so, yeah, I think they're going to win the World Series.
Elliot, I agree with you. I think forget the football guys thing. We're baseball guys, Elliot.
Yeah,
you and I.
Everyone's all scared over here. Everyone tells me Bryce Harper's clutch. Everyone tells me it's hard to win at Citizens Bank Park. Everyone says his team is different in the playoffs, unlike the Sixers. All right, well, then what's there to be worried about? Like, I don't get what all this fear is. This is a team that ever tells me I should believe in them, so I'm going to believe.
Rest is
the real high hopes, guys. Elliot Shore Parks and Judge Elliot. Elliot, we appreciate it. We'll talk soon. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, sounds good. Talk
there he goes. Elliot Shore Parks there. See, you guys, what are you worried about? Elliot says they're going to win the World Series.
That made me feel 20 times worse.
You don't believe Elliot?
He might be spot on about this one.
Well, he sounded like his whole thing was sort of like rubbing it in everyone's face about the Philly Sixers thing. Oh, everyone tells me that the Phillies are clutch and winning the postseason.
Yeah.
So he didn't give me any reason. He's just like, he's saying, well, if they're what everybody says they are to me, then they'll win the World Series. Get out of here
with
that.
Can you just take out the positivity from it? They're going to win the World. Just take out, I just hear lines. Hear positive lines. That's all you need to hear.
Elliot has an agenda.
Well, not the only one around here.
I don't have an agenda. Well, I kind of do, but it's a good one. It's a good one that benefits all of us.
It's like when people say, yeah, I'm selfish, but it's for a good reason. Yeah.
Well, kind of. Yeah. I can relate to that, being selfish for a good reason.
So your agenda is you want to go to New Orleans.
No, and
you want us. You're dragging the Eagles with you.
It's not just about me. I want us. I want all of us to go.
I want this
city to go.
Okay, well, I can't make the whole
I want us to enjoy beignets and wear Eagles jerseys and cook Wagyu beef in the parking lot like they did a few weeks ago here. And alligators wrapped in bacon.
Now,
I want that for us.
That's a delicacy. Yeah, you
I
got
want that.
That
for us. That's what I want. I want that for us fans.
I do, too. But we got issues here, Hugh. I mean,
are the tailgates the same in the playoffs like they are in football as they are in baseball? They don't really tailgate like that in baseball, do they?
Oh, I think not as much because there's a game every day, right?
Yeah.
Or, almost every day. But I would think this weekend, think about the way the games are set up this weekend. We get two home games.
Yes.
4 o'clock starts on Saturday and Sunday. And, Hugh, there's no Eagles this weekend.
No Eagles, so everybody.
I think we're going to see some.
4 o'clock Sunday?
4 o'clock
Sunday. I think that's probably the tailgate. Because Saturday, it's a little busy.
You know what else, though?
What's that?
If we're getting 4 o'clock games with maybe some tailgating involved, that crowd's going to be lubed up.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be nice.
It's going to be loud. And 215-592-9049 for Twitter questions sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Couple polls today. Are you officially worried about Jalen Hurts? Yes, at 79%. Wow. And does the Phillies' long layoff before the NLDS concern you? This one is almost a 50-50 split. 51 no, 49 yes. All right, let's go to Herb, who was ready to talk some Red October. Hey, Herb.
Hi, Red October. I got a couple things I want to say about the Phillies, okay? Now, it's going to take certain things to get us to win a couple games Saturday and Sunday. The Phillies, when you go to the plate, you got to have 20/20 eyesight. You understand? Like a gunner shooting down some up there in the sky, shooting down some criminals on the beach or something.
Criminals.
Like a fighter pilot? Like a fighter pilot.
I think that's what he means.
Yeah,
okay.
I got you. Yeah, so, all right, 2020 vision.
2020 vision. You're swinging at strikes, not balls. You must work the pitcher. You got to get into a camp. 2-0, 3-1, 3-2. Mm-hmm. You got to foul some pitches off. Get your You understand?
Yes.
You
so we got 2020. So are these two separate things? 2020 vision and then work the pictures number two. I'm writing these things down. Okay.
We can do this. We can do this, but we can't have these strikeouts where you're swinging at high pitches, outside, inside, this, that, whatever. You guys know you've been watching it all year for 6 months. Let's go, Philly. Let's go, Philly. Here we go. Here we go. Philadelphia. Philadelphia. First round of the playoffs. Now it's time. We got the experience. We've been there. We've been in the world. Now's the time to take care of business. Now's the time to get the business done. Let's get the trophy at the end of the month. Let's go.
Let's go, Herb.
At the end of the month?
Yeah, the World Series.
Is that the end of the month?
Could be in November.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
let's get to the Eagles, Jojo. Let's get to the Eagles now. What's this linebacker guy? He's signed for 1 year.
Okay. Zach Bond. Yeah, Bond.
No, Devin White.
Oh, Devin White,
He's tweeting,
He's tweeting again? I want to know.
I kind of do.
He played for Tampa Bay. Why he ain't on the field with the
defense? Well, the coordinators didn't like him. Herb, are you going to be in the building on Saturday? Are you going to be there?
Yo, I got to work.
Oh, Herb. No, we got to get you tickets.
I'll be around.
All right, you be around?
I'll be around, but I got to
work. Not me. Someone. Herb, we love you, Herb, but we'll talk soon. So 2020 vision, he wants the Phillies to work the count. So those are the two big keys. And then we hit him with the Rocky music, and then it kind of went off the rails from that point.
It did. But it's fun. It was fun.
Oh, I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Now, are you guys a little less nervous after hearing Herb?
A little bit. A little bit.
Absolutely not.
I'm more or less nervous hearing Elliot talk.
Elliot said they're going to win the World Series. Herb's getting everyone pumped up, and you guys sit here nervous. I don't understand.
He was being moved by the wind here.
What are you talking about?
Because every little thing that happens, you're like, no, now I'm nervous. And then Herb calls talking about fighter pilots on the beach, and now all of a sudden you're not nervous?
First of all, to your point, yes, I am.
You're
I go as the wind goes. But I do feel better. I'm not lying. I do feel better.
Ugh.
I'm a lot of thought into these takes for the most part.
First of all, did anyone else pick up her saying fighter pilots that shoot down criminals?
No, we did. I don't think that's how it works. Yeah, I was thinking that, but he was cooking.
That seems dangerous. I don't think we need to do
so
that.
So they're just sitting in a plane shooting at criminals. How do they not? What if they don't shoot criminals and shoot somebody
that's not
a criminal?
Why we
that's
can't
what we call a mistake.
This is why we can't have this. All right, let's go to Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Guys, thank God I followed that. Holy moly, solid gold yet again. I'm going to need you guys to have 20/20 vision sitting behind your computers there during the day. While
wow,
you're
that evil. Ship has sailed. Yeah. I've been wearing glasses since the fifth grade, Josh.
Yeah, I refuse to wear my glasses.
Holy, like shooting criminals on the beach?
Yes, that's criminals.
That's solid gold. Oh, man. All right, so listen. Hugh?
Yes.
Let's drive to New Orleans. I'm pivoting. No more anger. We're going to New Orleans.
Yeah, you got to be positive in situations like this, man.
Plain and simple. I got to embrace it. I mean, if we're driving, we're going to hit Buc-ee's, so I'm excited about that.
We're definitely going to Buc-ee's.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So
get
I'm
some
on,
of that brisket.
I'm in.
Get some brisket.
I'm in. And I'm making another pivot.
Okay.
You know what? Phillies. And I'm going to. And the reason why I'm pivoting is because last night, my daughter and I were watching the Brewers and the Mets. I pop it on. She's not even really paying attention yet. Oh, who's playing? I said, the Brewers and the Mets. She goes, oh, yeah? She goes, well, we're rooting for the Brewers because I hate the Mets.
Mm.
I went,
that's good pairing
you
right there.
Love that.
Yeah.
So, all that said, 100% no nerves because guess what? We are finally in a position to do what we set out to do. It's been a culmination. This is the culmination of so much over the past couple seasons. Bizarro Kyle over there, plant-based Bizarro Kyle. Come on, brother.
It's unbelievable. It really
Phillies,
is.
Baby. Yeah, it is unbelievable.
That
and look,
was
we have
attack.
The only thing that kind of really gets me is the Johan Rojas, right? You know, it's like, man, we need his defense, but holy moly, can we just get some hits out of you, dude?
A few.
Because that, you know, I mean, we need a few.
Yeah, a few.
And if he can produce a little bit. Man, I'm happy because I'll tell you what, I think the rest of the lineup's jacked. And I think that, you know, no matter who we get, in coming out of this, you know, the wild card. I mean, if we do get a Mets coming in here, they're going to be absolutely smoked. You know, I mean, look at the week that they've already had, and they got to come into our house.
Yep. You know, Josh, you know, we need to make that totally right. We need the Brewers to win tonight. Get that to a game three. Make them use all their pitchers. No extra day off. Like, extend that series. Josh is a good phone call. We appreciate it. How about that? I mean, he basically called both of you guys plant based for the whole world.
He did.
Thing.
He did. But he more focused on Kyle this time.
Yeah. I am totally aware of how I'm coming off right now.
Totally
I am admittedly.
You're okay with that?
Yeah. Like I'm admittedly very scared. That's fine. You can call it what it is. I can't help the way I feel.
I know. And that's fine. We're not trying to change your mind. We're just gonna make funny for it. Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
That's what we do.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Anthony. What's up?
Sorry about that. I just I just wanted to call in, man, and say this. I understand the frustration about Jalen and all this, but I think, guys, we got to calm down, man. I'm asking the whole city, let's relax.
Calm down. Like, can I ask, Anthony, calm down about what, though, exactly?
I think we're asking the wrong questions. Like, you know, Matt got on the call. We were talking about, well, you know, do we expect Jalen to be back next year? Do we expect Sirianni? Do we expect both?
Mm-hmm.
I think Jalen, first of all, he's guaranteed $176 million, I think.
Next year, just to, I looked it up the other day, Anthony, he has a $107 million cap hit if they cut him. So it would be it's enormous if they moved off him after this season.
Right. And I think also, if we talked about moving on from him, I just want to make two quick points. If we talked about moving on from him, who are we talking about replacing him with? A rookie or, you know, who would we bring him in, you know, in here to, you know, replace a guy that took us to the Super Bowl?
Kenny Two Gloves. That's who's going to be the starter.
What's that?
Kenny Two Gloves. Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Two Gloves. Yeah. I mean, I think at the end of the day, I think I trust the guy with the maturity level of Jalen Hurts to work through the situations that he's dealing with right now and figure it out. This is the same guy. No, he's not the same exact quarterback, but this guy outplayed Pat Mahomes in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. He, you know, Patrick Mahomes is having the best year so far right now. I'm not putting him on Pat's stratosphere, but what I'm saying is that they didn't play in the preseason. None of these guys starters. You know, we're four games into the season, and I just want our city to relax. I get as frustrated as everybody else, but I also think that we have the right guy, and we have to give him a chance of the. Me as a player, as a former basketball player, if I were in a situation ever where Jalen's in with Nick, that always had something to do with, like, you know, how I performed because it was always in my head. So I think we gotta fix that. Mm-hmm. But I think, guys, ultimately we will be where we need to be when it all counts. We don't want to be playing our best football at the beginning of the season.
True,
we'll
Louisiana.
Be
Super Bowl. Anthony's going with you.
Yeah, we're going to get Bucky's t-shirts. We're going to get some Beaver
Nuggets. He's got busloads of people going to Louisiana.
We're going to get some Beaver Nuggets. Yeah. We're going to get some brisket.
Anthony's this is a phone show, call. Quite awesome. Frankly.
I told you, I'm telling you, just as a hedge, you put in the week of vacation the Super Bowl, so if we don't get to go, you get to go.
We're going
to
hit Bucky's twice, though. We're going to hit it on the way down. We're going to hit it on the way back.
Excuse me.
We're going to hit Bucky's. But see, on the way back, it might take us a little bit of time because we're going to come back with that Super Bowl win. So we might stop and stay in Atlanta for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Might get some lemon pepper wings from the lemon pepper spot.
I mean, if you created a trip, people would go with you. I'm just not sure the Eagles are going to be there with you.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're all going as fans. Yeah. We're going to have our little Eagles flags, and we're going to be beeping and tooting at people. And once we hit Carolina, mm-hmm. you know, it's like a little straight shot. Going down, what's that, 75? What's it saying? I can't remember the road right now.
I have
95?
No idea.
95.
Oh, okay.
And then it turns into 75. Then you just
this
just,
is the people on the Titanic.
Yes, that's what we
it's
doing.
It's a speed bump.
That's what we do.
We'll be across the pond soon.
We're going to hit Bucky's, and we're going to stop, and we're going to take pictures like everybody does when they go to Bucky's. This is a whole plan.
Ever the optimist.
And
we're in
our Eagles gear, and it's going to be a good old time.
It's a good story. 215-592-9494.
You don't believe me.
Not right now. All right, your call's coming up. Concerned about the Phillies' layoff? I'm not. These guys in here are. And Hurts. Are you legitimately worried about where Jalen Hurts is right now? Plus, we come back. We'll get to Slay's response to our response yesterday and compare it to someone who used to play here, someone who always got it. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Who's coming up next?
Half the reason we play the music so you just know who the guests are coming up. That, you know what that means. It's time for us to talk to our guy, Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot Shore Parks calling, brought to you by Cozy's Jeweler. Step up to the 5th seat. That's Color, Cut, Clarity, Carrot, and Cozy. Elliot, how are we doing today?
Elliot!
Man, I haven't heard that song in a minute. That brings me back to, like, middle school dances.
Right, yeah, I was about there. To say, it felt like you slow dancing or something on that.
Yeah, exactly. 7th or 8th grade Elliot was definitely trying to slow dance with people to that. So, yeah, it's a good throwback.
It is. Elliot, we're excited to talk to you here. We have a lot going on, obviously, with the Eagles at 2-2. Elliot, let's just start here with the conversation of the day. Are you officially concerned about Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, definitely. I don't see how anybody couldn't be. I mean, if you look at this prolonged stretch here dating back to last year, or really if you only want to include this year, I think sometimes we include last year because obviously he had the turnover problem. But even just this year, he has, you know, almost twice as many turnover-worthy plays as anybody else in the NFL. That's reason enough to be concerned. And I think what you saw on Sunday was obviously they were missing A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Obviously Lane wasn't out there. But at the end of the day, he had plays to be made that he just didn't make, that had nothing to do with those guys being out there. So I'm not completely writing him off. I think the Carson Wentz comparisons I've heard are probably premature, but it's definitely fair to be concerned.
It is. So here, let me take you where I am, Elliot, in terms of for using the Wentz comparison. Some people have brought up 2020 Wentz, and I don't think we're there yet, because at that point, it just looked like he wasn't a starting quarterback anymore. Elliot, this strikes me more as 2019, and we'll see where this goes. But 2019, you started to see some signs like, this guy's not great right now. He's probably average. And then the team rallied, and I think everyone forgot about it. But the team didn't, Elliot, because they drafted Jalen Hurts the next spring. You know, if Jalen doesn't improve, if this stays like this the rest of the year, how do you think the team's going to handle this?
But I would just say the difference is when Carson started to, his career started to go downhill, he was fighting against things that Jalen is not fighting against. Mm-hmm. Carson had torn his ACL. He had broken his back. He had dealt with one of the more traumatic things you'll probably ever see a quarterback deal with when, you know, Foles came in and won the Super Bowl. So while I think like the trajectory of being elite for 1 year and then slowly regressing is definitely there, I just think Carson, it was going to be so much harder for him to turn it around than it will be for Jalen. Jalen's young. He's healthy. He, by all accounts, is a hard worker. Like, I think there's just a larger chance. Now, what will the team think? I think the team, at the end of the year, if this play continues, will move on from Jalen Hurts for a couple reasons. One, Lurie is never going to enter a season where there's a quarterback that nobody believes in. It's just not really what he does, right? But two, if Jalen continues to play this way and they move on from Sirianni, what head coach is signing up to coach Jalen Hurts? So it would impact your ability to get one of the top coaching candidates as well.
You know what, Elliot, I'm curious. What do you think the problem is? Because going into training camp and in training camp, we charted the plays and how well he was playing and everything.
Trust me, people won't let me forget. I'm well aware.
No. I wasn't about to, like, bash you for that. No, I wanted to know, what do you think, from your purview, what do you think is going wrong with Jalen, or what's going on with Jalen, I should say?
So I think, A, that he just, obviously there's a turnover problem, but it's more where does a turnover problem come from? And mm-hmm. I think what the issue I've seen with Jalen is, there's a couple, but his arm, I just don't think is special enough to make up for plays where he holds it too long or plays where he's on the run. I mean, if you look at a lot of the poor plays from him this year, the interception to AJ week one against the Packers, I actually think that's a throw that a lot of other elite quarterbacks would make. So the decision to me wasn't bad. The issue is he just didn't get enough on it, and so it was intercepted. If you look at the throw to Devontae, I thought that throw was a bad decision, but also was underthrown, the one against Atlanta. If you look at this this past week, that first play to Saquon, I think, you know, Saquon was there for a touchdown. He just couldn't get it to him. So Jalen is a quarterback that, because he doesn't have that Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, like, rocket of an arm, mm-hmm. he's going to have to be perfect with his decision-making and with his pre-snap reads. And I think this year he has not been perfect in those areas.
Elliot, the rest of the team obviously has a lot of issues between injuries on offense and then defense just not playing well. How quickly do you think we're going to see a shift, specifically defense? Because that's where they have a lot of young guys, that we start seeing more of them and less of the vets. I mean, Cooper DeJean instead of Avante Maddox. Obviously, there's some young corners here that could also get on the field. Elliot, I'm wondering about Jalix Hunt. At some point, do they put him on the field for extended snaps? Because they're not getting a rush anyway. How soon do you think we could see that shift?
So I think we'll see Cooper out of the bye. I think against the Browns, you know, obviously they'll have a week of practice, and we'll see how it plays out. But I do think you will see Cooper DeJean starting at nickel out of the bye. So that one's coming. And I think that, you know, he'll go through rookie pains, but in terms of being a tackler, in terms of helping against the run, I think he'll help them pretty quickly there in areas Avante doesn't. Now, I think Avante, obviously, with his experience and speed, might be better than Cooper in some ways right now. But, yeah, I think Cooper coming out of the bye will be the starting nickel. But the other name I'd keep an eye on for young players is Sidney Brown. He's eligible to come off the PUP. They're going to open up his practice window. And I think he's a player that Vic Fangio is excited to get out there and see what he can do. So, yeah, I mean, the defense overall not performing well, I would say, through 4 weeks. And I think you could see some of these younger guys start to get snapped.
With that last name you gave us, I think if we had this conversation a month ago, listeners would have assumed that we were kind of saying that it would be Reed Blankenship that goes to the bench for Sidney Brown. Elliot, after the first month of the season, if you tell me right now Sidney Brown's healthy, I'd rather have Reed and Sidney out there and less of CJGJ. How do you think that might work out?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to bench CJGJ. They signed him. He's a vocal part of that team. If it gets to benching him, I think this season is probably tanking at that point. Things are really not going well. I would almost sooner cut him than I would bench him and keep him on the bench healthy. But yeah, no, I mean, CJ's had a real up and down season so far. I think that game against the Saints where, you know, all the defensive players played well, but that game against the Saints was like the poster of what he can bring to your team. He tackled relatively well. He was all over the field. He was in the faces of the Saints players. The issue is it's been inconsistent. That's really the story of the whole team because he was not good against Tampa Bay. He led up touchdowns against the Falcons and the Packers. So I don't think they'll bench him, but you're right that he probably hasn't been what they were hoping so far.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here as we discuss the Eagles 2-2 at the bye. Elliot, another week, another win for the Washington Commanders. Elliot, right, if you had to right now handicap this division for the rest of the season, how would you rank the three teams? We'll leave the Giants out of this for now. We have the Washington Commanders at 3-1. We have the Eagles at 2-2. We have the Cowboys at 2-2.
Yeah, so I think we're still going a little far acting like the Eagles aren't the best team in the division. I think they have the best roster. Now, Washington is playing really well, and it's definitely possible their special year continues, but we've seen it with rookie quarterbacks. Carson in 2016 started out 3-1, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
I think it was, and played awesome, and then quickly that changed. So Jaden Daniels has been awesome. I think they have a better roster than maybe people thought heading into the season, but keeping it up over 17 games is much, much different than doing it over basically a two-week span, 2 or 3 weeks like he's done. You look at the Eagles, I still think they have the best head coach in the division. I still think they probably have the best quarterback, him and Dak. I would maybe say Dak, but, you know, I mean, I do. Jaden Daniels is
no, I'm not, Elliot, I'm not laughing at you. It's the look that Joe just gave.
Well, I'm curious to hear what fellow football guy Joe just
no, when Joe gets like that, I just let him go.
Let's hear it. I'm excited to hear what he disagrees with.
Tell me, Joe,
Sirianni,
what do you think?
Is not the best coach in the division.
Who's the best coach in the division?
Who's a better head coach?
McCarthy's a better coach.
I don't think he is. I mean, if you look, he's played. He has, and actually, in a lot of ways, Nick has had his career, Mike McCarthy's career. Nick has been in the playoffs every year. He's won double-digit games each of the last 2 years. McCarthy makes the playoffs all the time, and McCarthy is a good head coach. But McCarthy also has lost a ton in the playoffs. He's certainly not viewed as like a big-time playoff coach. So what argument would McCarthy have other than longevity over Nick?
Well, consistency. I mean, he's just more consistent.
Yeah, because he's done it longer. But Nick has been consistent. He's been in the playoffs every year he's been a head coach, right? He obviously has been to a Super Bowl already. So he's won the division. Like, he has done the things McCarthy has done.
Well, he has. I'm not even sure he's a better coach than Dan Quinn, to be honest, right now.
Oh, he's definitely a better
coach. Why? I mean, Dan Quinn lost the Super Bowl, right? And he was middling after that. I mean, Sirianni's. Right. I would say Sirianni's more on the Dan Quinn track than he is the Mike McCarthy track.
Yeah, but I would rather have Nick's offensive mind than the defensive. Like, Dan Quinn, I just don't want a defensive head coach. Dan Quinn, you're right, is mostly average.
Yeah.
But Sirianni, I think, in his 3 years, has shown an ability to be special. Whereas I think Dan Quinn really only had 1 year. And let's be honest, that was mostly because of Shanahan and Matt Ryan, which he really had nothing to do with.
Well, that's for sure. The Shanahan offense carried that thing. All right, Elliot, let's end with this, because I know over the last year or so, you have had your thoughts on the Phillies and how they handle expectations, right? Being the hunted. Elliot, where are you now? I mean, Hugh's nervous over here about the layoff. Kyle's nervous about everything as we head into October. What's your feeling on the Phillies as they enter the hunted now as a team with a bye starting Saturday?
Yeah, I think they're going to win the World Series. I think heading into the postseason, I'm not sure I've felt so confident in a team as I have this team. I think that should be the expectation, and I think they're going to do it. If you look at this year, they quickly jumped out for the first 40 or 50 games as the best team in baseball. And then, no question, after that, they went through a prolonged stretch. But they have shown that when every team was coming out and trying, they were the best team. Every time this year, they had to have something or they had to rebound, they got it. They're going to have home field advantage, obviously, for the first round in NLDS, and we'll see what happens in the other series. But I think they have all the mixtures of what wins a World Series. Playoff experience, talent, they have two pitchers you can believe in to start, and that's a huge deal. And so, yeah, I think they're going to win the World Series.
Elliot, I agree with you. I think forget the football guys thing. We're baseball guys, Elliot.
Yeah,
you and I.
Everyone's all scared over here. Everyone tells me Bryce Harper's clutch. Everyone tells me it's hard to win at Citizens Bank Park. Everyone says this team is different in the playoffs, unlike the Sixers. All right, well, then what's there to be worried about? Like, I don't get what all this fear is. This is a team that tells me I should believe in them, so I'm going to believe.
Rest is
the real high hopes, guys. Elliot Shurparks and Judge Elliott. Elliot, we appreciate it. We'll talk soon. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, sounds good, Doctor.
There he goes. Elliot Shurparks there. See, you guys, what are you worried about? Elliot says they're going to win the World Series.
That made me feel 20 times worse.
You don't believe Elliot?
He might be spot on about
this
one.
Well, he sounded like his whole thing was sort of like rubbing it in everyone's face about the Philly Sixers thing. Oh, everyone tells me that the Phillies are clutch and winning the postseason.
Yeah.
So he didn't give me any reason. He's just like, he's saying, well, if they're what everybody says they are to me, then they'll win the World Series. Get out of here
with
that.
Can you just take out the positivity from it? They're going to win the World. Just take out, I just hear lines. Hear positive lines. That's all you need to hear.
Elliot has an agenda.
Well, not the only one around here.
I have an agenda. Well, I kind of do, but it's a good one. It's a good one that benefits all of us.
It's like when people say, yeah, I'm selfish, but it's for a good reason. Yeah.
Well, kind of. Yeah. I can relate to that, being selfish for a good reason.
So your agenda is you want to go to New Orleans.
No, and I want us.
You're dragging the Eagles with you.
It's not just about me. I want us. I want all of us to go.
I
want this city to go.
Okay, well, I can't make the whole
I want us to enjoy beignets and wear Eagles jerseys and cook Wagyu beef in the parking lot like they did a few weeks ago here. And alligators wrapped in bacon.
Now,
I want that for us.
That's a delicacy. Yeah,
I want that for us. That's what I want. I want that for us fans.
I do too. But we got issues here, Hugh. I mean,
are the tailgates the same in the playoffs like they are in football as they are in baseball? They don't really tailgate like that in baseball, do they?
Oh, I think not as much because there's a game every day, right?
Yeah.
Or almost every day. But I would think this weekend. Like, think about the way the games are set up this weekend. We get two home games.
Yes.
4 o'clock starts on Saturday and Sunday. And, Hugh, there's no Eagles this weekend.
No Eagles, so everybody.
I think we're going to see some.
4 o'clock Sunday?
4 o'clock
I'm thinking, I think, I think that's probably the tailgate. Because Saturday, it's a little busy.
You know what else, though?
What's that?
If we're getting 4 o'clock games with maybe some tailgating involved, that crowd's going to be lubed up.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be nice.
It's going to be loud. And the 215-592-9494 for Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Couple polls today. Are you officially worried about Jalen Hurts? Yes, at 79%. Wow. And does the Phillies' long layoff before the NLDS concern you? This one is almost a 50-50 split. 51 no, 49 yes. All right, let's go to Herb, who was ready to talk some Red October. Hey, Herb.
Hi, Red October. I got a couple things I want to say about the Phillies, okay? Now, it's going to take certain things to get us to win a couple games Saturday and Sunday. The Phillies, when you go to the plate, you got to have 20/20 eyesight. You understand? Like a gunner shooting down some up there in the sky, shooting down some criminals on the beach or something.
Criminals.
You know?
Like a fighter pilot? Like a fighter pilot?
I think that's what he means.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, so, all right, 2020 vision.
2020 vision. You're swinging at strikes, not balls. You must work the pitcher. You got to get into a camp. 2-0, 3-1, 3-2. Mm-hmm. You got to foul some pitches off. You understand?
Yes.
You
so we got 2020. So are these two separate things? 2020 vision, and then work the pictures. Number two. I'm writing these things down. Okay.
We can do this. We can do this, but we can't have these strikeouts where you're swinging at high pitches, outside, inside, this, that, whatever. You guys know you watched it all year for 6 months. Let's go, Philly. Let's go, Philly. Here we go. Here we go. Philadelphia. Philadelphia. First round of the playoffs. Now it's fun. We got the experience. We've been there. We've been to the World Series. Now's the time to take care of business.
Let's get the trophy at the end
of the month. Let's go. Let's go, Herb.
At the end of the month? Yeah, the World Series. Yeah.
Is that the end of the month?
Could be in November.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
let's get to the Eagles go, Joe. Let's get to the Eagles now. What's this linebacker guy?
He's
signed for 1 year.
Okay. Zach Bond. Yeah, Bond.
No, Devin White.
Oh, Devin White, yeah.
He's tweeting, yeah.
He tweeting again? I want to know.
I kind of do.
He played for Tampa Bay. Why he ain't on the field with the
Eagles? Well, the coordinators didn't like him. Herb, are you going to be in the building on Saturday? Are you going to be there?
Joe, I got to work.
Oh, Herb. No, we got to get you tickets.
I'll be around.
Oh, you be around?
I'll be around, but I got to work.
Not me. Someone. Herb, we love you, Herb, but we'll talk soon. So 2020 vision, he wants the Phillies to work the count. So those are the two big keys. And then we hit him with the Rocky music, and then it kind of went off the rails from that point.
It did. But it's fun. It was fun.
Oh, I'm pumped.
Yeah.
Now, are you guys a little less nervous after hearing Herb?
A little bit. A little bit.
Absolutely not.
I'm more or less nervous hearing Elliot talk.
Elliot said they're going to win the World Series. Herb's getting everyone pumped up, and you guys sit here nervous. I don't understand.
He was being moved by the wind here.
What are you talking about?
Because every little thing that happens, you're like, now I'm nervous. And then Herb calls talking about fighter pilots on the beach, and now all of a sudden you're not nervous?
First of all, to your point, yes, I am.
You're
I go
all over
as the wind goes. But I do feel better. I'm not lying. I do feel better.
Oh.
I put a lot of thought into these takes for the most part.
First of all, did anyone else pick up her saying fighter pilots that shoot down criminals?
No, we did. I don't think that's how it works. Yeah, I was thinking that, but he was cooking.
That seems dangerous. I don't think we need to do
that. So they just sit in a plane shooting at criminals. How do they not? What if they don't shoot criminals and shoot somebody
that's not a
criminal?
Why we
that's
can't
what we call a mistake.
Yeah, this is why we can't have this. All right, let's go to Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Guys, thank God I followed that. Holy moly, solid gold yet again. I'm going to need you guys to have 20/20 vision sitting behind your computers there during the day.
Wow, well, that ship has sailed. Yeah. I've been wearing glasses since the fifth grade, Josh.
Yeah, I refuse to wear my glasses.
Holy, like shooting criminals on the beach?
Yes, that's criminals.
Awesome. That's solid gold. Oh, man. All right, so listen. Hugh?
Yes.
Let's drive to New Orleans. I'm pivoting. No more anger. We're going to New Orleans.
Yeah, you got to be positive in situations like this, man.
Plain and simple. I got to embrace it. If we're driving, we're going to hit Buc-ee's, so I'm excited about that.
We're definitely going to Buc-ee's.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So
get
I'm
some
on,
of that brisket.
I'm in.
Get some brisket.
I'm in. And I'm making another pivot.
Okay.
You know what? Phillies. And I'm going to tell you, and the reason why I'm pivoting is because last night we were watching, my daughter and I were watching the Brewers and the Mets. I pop it on. She's not even really paying attention yet. Oh, who's playing? I said, the Brewers and the Mets. She goes, oh, yeah? She goes, well, we're rooting for the Brewers because I hate the Mets.
Mm.
I went,
that's good parenting right there.
Love that.
Yeah.
So, all that said, 100% no nerves, because guess what? We are finally in a position to do what we set out to do. It's been a culmination. This is the culmination of so much over the past couple seasons. Bizarro Kyle over there, plant-based Bizarro Kyle. Come on, brother.
It's unbelievable. It really
Phillies,
is.
Baby. Yeah, it is unbelievable.
That was
look,
personal
we have,
attack.
The only thing that kind of really gets me is the Johan Rojas, right? You know, it's like, man, we need his defense, but holy moly, can we just get some hits out of you, dude?
A few.
Because that's, you know, I mean, we need a few.
Yeah, a few.
And if he can produce a little bit, man, I'm happy. Because I'll tell you what, I think the rest of the lineup's jacked. And I think that, you know, no matter who we get, in coming out of this, you know, the wild card. I mean, if we do get a Mets coming in here, they're going to be absolutely smoked. You know, I mean, look at the week that they've already had, and they got to come into our house.
Yep. You know, we need to, Josh, you know, we need to make that totally right. We need the Brewers to win tonight. Get that to a game three. Make them use all their pitchers. No extra day off. Like, extend that series. Josh is a good phone call. We appreciate it. How about that? I mean, he basically called both of you guys plant based for the whole world.
He did. Yeah. But he more focused on Kyle this time.
Yeah. Look. I am totally aware of how I'm coming off right now.
Totally
I am admittedly.
You're okay with that.
Yeah. Like, I'm admittedly very scared. That's fine. You can call it what it is. I can't help the way I feel.
I know. And that's fine. We're not trying to change your mind. We're just going to make funny for it. Anthony in Southwest Philly. What's up, Anthony?
That's what we do.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Anthony. What's up?
Sorry about that. I just, I just wanted to call in, man, and say this. I understand the frustration about Jalen and all this, but I think, guys, we got to calm down, man. I'm asking the whole city, let's relax.
Calm down. Like, can I ask, Anthony, calm down about what, though, exactly?
I think we're asking the wrong questions. Like, you know, Matt got on the call. We were talking about, well, you know, do we expect Jalen to be back next year? Do we expect Sirianni? Do we expect both?
Mm-hmm.
First, I think Jalen, first of all, he's guaranteed $176 million, I think.
So next year, just to I looked it up the other day, Anthony, he has a $107 million cap hit if they cut him. So it would be it's enormous if they moved off him after this season.
Right. And I think also if we talked about moving on from him, I just want to make two quick points. If we talked about moving on from him, who are we talking about replacing him with? A rookie or, you know, who would we bring him in, you know, in here to – you know, replace a guy that took us to the Super Bowl.
Kenny Two Gloves. That's who's going to be the starter.
What's that?
Kenny Two Gloves. Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Two Gloves. Yeah. I mean, I think at the end of the day, I think I trust the guy with the maturity level of Jalen Hurts to work through the situations that he's dealing with right now and figure it out. This is the same guy. No, he's not the same exact quarterback, but this guy outplayed Pat Mahomes in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. He, you know, Patrick Mahomes is having the best year so far right now. I'm not putting him on Pat's stratosphere, but what I'm saying is that they didn't play in the preseason. None of these guys starters. You know, we're four games into the season, and I just want our city to relax. I get as frustrated as everybody else, but I also think that we have the right guy, and we have to give him a chance of the. Me as a player, as a former basketball player, if I were in a situation ever where Jalen's in with Nick, that always had something to do with, like, you know, how I performed because it was always in my head. So I think we gotta fix that. Mm-hmm. But I think, guys, ultimately we will be where we need to be when it all counts. We don't want to be playing our best football at the beginning of the season.
True, we'll Louisiana. Super Bowl.
Anthony's going with you.
Yeah, we're going to get Bucky's t-shirts. We're going to get some Beaver
Nuggets. Busloads of people going to Louisiana.
We're going to get some Beaver Nuggets. We're going to get some brisket.
Anthony, this is a good phone
show,
call.
Quite frankly.
I told you, I'm telling you, just as a hedge, you put in the week of vacation the Super Bowl, so if we don't get to go, you get to go.
We're going
to
hit Bucky's twice, though. We're going to hit it on the way down. We're going to hit it on the way back.
Excuse me.
We're going to hit Bucky's. But see, on the way back, it might take us a little bit of time because we're going to come back with that Super Bowl win. So we might stop and stay in Atlanta for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Might get some lemon pepper wings from the lemon pepper spot.
I mean, if you created a trip, people would go with you. I'm just not sure the Eagles are going to be there with you.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're all going as fans. Yeah. We're going to have our little Eagles flags, and we're going to be beeping and tooting at people. And once we hit Carolina, mm-hmm. you know, it's like a little straight shot. Going down, what's that, 75? What's that? I can't remember the road right now.
I have
95?
No idea.
95.
Oh, okay.
And then it turns into 75. Then you just...
This is the people on the Titanic.
Yes, that's what we
doing. It's a speed bump.
That's what we doing.
We'll be across the pond soon.
We're going to hit Bucky's, and we're going to stop, and we're going to take pictures like everybody does when they go to Bucky's. This is a whole plan.
Ever the optimist.
And we're in our Eagles gear, and it's going to be a good old time.
It's a good story. 215-592-9494.
You don't believe me.
Not right now. All right, your call's coming up. Concerned about the Phillies' layoff? I'm not. These guys in here are. And Hurts. Are you legitimately worried about where Jalen Hurts is right now? Plus, we come back. We'll get to Slay's response to our response yesterday and compare it to someone who used to play here, someone who always got it. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.